Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And go, please.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to your midterm test. You already had the early test at the beginning of the class. We're now at midterms, and we have our final hour three. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We do have an Instagram and a Facebook. You can go to www.radiolawtalk.com in order to read our general disclaimers. Remember, we're not offering legal advice. We are talking about general areas of law. Seek local counsel. Remember, this show, Radio Law Talk, year three, is by far the most exciting, interesting, and sometimes entertaining show on earth. Other than, ready for this? Other than those of you who have never heard this, it's true, the late night, stormy weather, driving your car in the middle of Nevada while it's breaking down, and some mystery car behind you, alien shows. Yeah. Listening to those, you can't. When that's going on, those are the best shows.
Yeah, those are the shows where the host says, all right, we've got a caller on the line. This is Dennis. Dennis, go ahead. And Dennis says,
it happened about 18 months ago. I was driving home from the Walmart, and when I came across the intersection of South 40 and 273, yeah, there was a bright light, came in.
Did you have the dog in the car?
The dog was in the back of the car, and I got sucked up into a ship and was forced to live in the zoo for humans on Delta Gamma 5. It's a planet about 74,000 light years away. It was a lot of fun. It was like a singles cruise, but then I came back, and my wife didn't believe it.
I like the singles cruise.
Yeah, my wife didn't believe it at all, but I swear, that's how the lipstick got on my collar. And so that's what happened.
Those are the awesome shows.
And then the poor host says, well, that must have been really fascinating. Yeah. Right, and buy into the whole thing.
Yes, not just that. He said, been there, done that.
Exactly. Oh, that happened to you, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, were you in Suite 477? Yes, I was. Well, hey. All right.
All right. This is a law show, believe it or not. We do talk about the law every once in a while, and we are going to talk about the latest on the multi-million dollar real estate tycoon Robert Durst. The Durst family is a very wealthy family out of New York, worth, I think, over $1 billion. They're a real estate family, and apparently the family is just normal, good type of people. Not that I'm saying, hey, look, innocent until proven guilty, but I don't care what you say. Robert Durst is just a very interesting fella. And you've got to wait and hear what we're going to go over and the little tidbits that we know here and there. And we've got a recording of something you've got to hear that came out on HBO. And we're going to discuss that. That trial that is going on right now. We're going to talk about Journey the Band. Those of you from the 70s and 80s and 90s, especially 70s and 80s, which is my era, Journey was huge. Journey was huge. And by the way, I used to play in a band. In that band, I was the keyboardist, and I used to play Journey songs.
You were the Jonathan Cain of your band?
I was the Jonathan Cain of the band. And I actually, people don't believe me, I actually have the recordings. So I played pretty well, and I could play a lot of Journey songs. Singing was a little below par, but hey, we lived in a small town. It didn't matter. Everybody was probably drunk and didn't care how we sounded. Also, lawsuits against American Airlines. There's an interesting lawsuit going on that the settlement And what they settled for to get this lawsuit off the books is very interesting. We're going to discuss that. And we have a lot more to talk about. But the most important thing people listen to our show for is a thing called Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! Well, I hope you're ready for this one. See, there was a guy driving on Highway 273 with his dog.
With his dog.
Humphrey Bogart, the late great film star, had a deal with a Hollywood haberdasher who paid him to wear a fedora.
What's a fedora?
A hat, you know, a dress hat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like you see in the 40s, yeah. Yeah, it was got $1,000 a year, pretty low by today's standards for endorsing a product, but contemporary clothiers of Beverly Hills always had its fedora and other hat business increase when Bogey appeared in public with his fedora on. So they said, it's a good investment. We'll do this. You know, whether it was with Lauren Bacall or whomever he was in a film wearing this rakish-looking headgear. But contemporary clothiers had a problem. Bogey was signed to do a movie called The African Queen, in which he appeared wearing a greasy captain's cap. Bogart had a contract with contemporary clothiers and his film studio. They acquiesced that whatever film he appeared in, he must be shown wearing a fedora. But, of course, the director said a fedora is not going to work with this guy unless it's an old greasy one. Not going to happen. So there's a little discussion about that. Contemporary clothiers was displeased, and they wanted all of its money back for 1951, the year in which the African Queen film was made.
So they wanted the whole $1,000 back?
They wanted the whole, because Bogey let them down in violation of the contract. Because he wore a contemporary, Bogey says, no, I wore a contemporary, or a contempo, as they were called, to every other place I went to, even to the Academy Awards. So each of them sought counsel, and so I ask you, Case or No Case, and Todd Kuhnen, our movie star, should perhaps have some thoughts on this.
Hey, people in Lubbock, Texas, I'm going to interrupt. He is a star. He is on WWE 2020, the game, right?
The WWE 2K19 and 2K20 games. I play Baron Blade in the My Career mode of 2K19 and 20.
And you are also on Golden Ones?
That's a local in California.
But you've been on Yahoo.
I've been on some.
Yahoo was a national deal, wasn't it?
There's a Yahoo commercial for their new logo that came out online. I'm in that one.
You're like the main character on that.
Yeah, I'm the lead in that one. I've got a couple that have come out. But
so he's really famous.
But using the star, the term star is very loosely used.
I'm saying it compared to the other people in this room. So.
And he's, all right.
And he's a criminal lawyer.
That's right. I am a criminal defense attorney.
That's exactly so. Right. Former prosecutor for the DA's office in California, in a county in California, and in Tennessee.
And in Tennessee.
Criminal lawyer just sounds weird. Anyway.
Yes, well aren't all lawyers criminal to some extent? That's what some people would say. Is this a case? The African Queen, should he have worn a fedora or not? I'm going to say yes, it is a case. And I will also say that Bogey had to pay the money back, and that this, because of the time, was the reason why they had to readdress how they did contracts with stars for the use of apparel in films to place certain limits on, you know, when it was enforceable due to the artistic nature of the production. So, yes, it's a case. Bogey had to pay it back, and it spurred on a reevaluation of it.
Denise, what say you?
Well, I think that you probably just watched The African Queen recently, no?
Not true, but that's okay. It's a good guess. First, we have the steak reference from last hour. Now we're going. I have not seen The African Queen.
Okay. $1,000 a year. They sued to go retroactive back to 1952 when The African Queen.
51 was when the film was made. 51. Oh, okay. I said, we're not paying you for this year, dude. Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm thinking that I'm going to err on the side of caution, and I'm going to probably tell everybody what I think. Wake up, Mac!
Wait a minute, you got 30 seconds,
I
you can do it!
I don't know what to say, I can't think of a legal theory. It doesn't seem like it's a breach of contract.
Are you trying to say you want to think about it over the break? I'll let
yes.
you do that. ...15 seconds, so you can have time to think and cheat.
Well, they could also
play some music. Play some music. 855 Law Radio. Call us. Just play some music.
I'll
so
try
she
to
can
find
think.
Some funky music
yeah,
to play.
Yeah, just play some so she can think. Oh,
I couldn't find
on.
The theme from the African Queen. Radio Law Talk will continue
you.
Along with the answer to Case or No Case in just a minute. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't give a unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Radio Law Talk, and now back to the show with your hosts, Frederick Penny and Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin.
Hey, Humphrey Bogart case, what do you think, Denise? You were thinking about it. You had the whole
Had a five-minute break.
Had a whole break to take care of this.
So this is what I understand. I understand that the contract was between 12 Gear and Bogart.
She's still stalling.
No, I'm not. So it's for breach of contract. And one of the things that's really important is that even if they can bind Bogey, they cannot bind the producers or directors of subsequent movies. So, and if, in fact, they try to keep him from wearing any of their hats or doing anything else, it could be an illegal restraint on his employment or his opportunities, right? So, I'm going to say, no case.
You talk about, this is like listening to a Johnny Carson monologue going around the track twice to come to a conclusion.
What's the name of that?
No case.
The answer is...
Exactly.
couldn't they have a tortious interference of contract claim against the producers for forcing Bogey to... Well, whatever.
You want me to give you the answer? You ready for
yes,
the answer?
Yes.
All right. The answer is this is a case... And Bogart wins for the following reasons. Because there is a clause in there that is vague as to him having to wear it every single time for everything, when he goes to the bathroom, when he does everything, and then the clause doesn't see us to wear it 24 hours a day for every little time he's out, every time he's doing something, and that's where they find a little chink in the armor, and Bogart doesn't have to pay anything, and that's what I think is going
to
happen.
Well, that's interesting. I'm really fascinated by listening to your legal theories, especially Denise's legal theories. You know, I'm going to tell you, this could work, that could work. By the way, no case. Well, that's fine. That's just fine. So those of you who said that this was a case,
Todd,
see the heads of
Todd
and Fred, and may I say to you, bummer.
Oh my gosh, you really got it.
Oh, correct. This case. I'm sorry, it was a little history, which is true. We did wear the fedora all the time, but there was never a lawsuit about it. Correct. So anyway, that's that.
You made the whole thing up.
Yes,
a little
the fedora
liar.
Was a matter of choice. Next time, by the way,
liar.
In my attempt to confuse the folks, we will talk about Hobby Co., the famous hobby store, and what happened to them. So that's on our next time case.
Are you making that one up too, Cal?
Maybe.
All right, we're going to talk about that. Okay, Robert Durst, we've talked about this many times, and those of you, again, go to www.readylawtalk.com when you've got some time. After the show's over, and you can type in Durst, and you'll search and find the podcast or the live shows that we did over the past 3 years with this case. This has been going on a long time. Okay, Robert Durst is the older brother, and by the way, he doesn't like his younger brother, who has taken over the dynasty of the Durst real estate dynasty, is a little bit different. So in 1982, his wife disappeared. Okay? He's married to Miss Durst, and her name's Kathleen Durst. Apparently, while she was en route to a medical school in New York, she just disappeared. They have never found her body. Never found her body. And so what happens is...
His wife with him wasn't Lori Vallow.
No.
Sorry. Just I'm crossing over here. Okay, never mind.
Crossover. That's that. Remember, innocent until proven guilty. We don't think anybody's guilty, and neither is Durst at this time. So then he gets to... Then what he does is apparently there's a lot of heat going on, right? So he gets to know this Susan Berman. Susan Berman is a close friend of his. She apparently is... the daughter of a mobster of some sort, original mobster, and then so make a long story short, because there's so many things going on, he moves, that is Mr. Durst, moves to Texas, and he moves to Texas to kind of hide out, and he dresses up as a girl, and as a woman, and as he dresses up as a woman, he's in this apartment complex living, you know, just basically, I'm not going to say low income, but lower income area. And this is a guy, don't forget, worth tens of millions of dollars that is hiding out. And this friend of his that he calls a grumpy individual in his apartment complex. And I don't remember his name. What is his name? One of you might remember his name. But this individual apparently came over one time. And they got in a little scuffle, and he said, this individual, and I'll think of his name in a second, this individual brought a gun with him. And they fought over the gun, and Mr. Durst, the gun discharged and shot this guy in the temple, and he died. And this is in Texas. So they go ahead and prosecute him. This is all set up for what's going on now. Just follow through. And your job is to find the name of that guy, by the way, Todd, because I know it's in here, and I've written. In fact, I've written
Black.
Black. Yeah, Mr. Black. And so what happens is he goes to trial and he's found not guilty. And I'm going to repeat myself. He's found not guilty. Here's the bizarre thing. So Mr. Black, after he shot in the head, apparently in, quote, self-defense, because they're wrestling with the gun and it discharged and shot Mr. Black in the head, he couldn't drag his body out. So Mr. Durr said he couldn't figure out what to do, so he went to the hardware store and bought a deboning knife. Now, those of you who got the children listening, you might want to kind of set them aside or turn it down or put your headphones on. And he deboned the guy. And he, in fact, went and discussed details of how you debone a person by cutting the joints out.
And he compared it to cutting up a chicken.
Chicken. So he cuts up this individual and puts him in bags and throws him in the back of his vehicle. And by the way, apparently the jury still knew about this, but it's like just because he cut the guy up doesn't mean it wasn't self-defense. So he cut him up and he threw him in the river. And lo and behold, he thought, oh my gosh, they'll sink because it's, you know, it's heavy bones and stuff. And it floated.
But why wouldn't he be guilty of, like, hindering prosecution, hiding evidence or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
He was found not guilty of killing Mr. Black.
The jury has to decide on the theory the prosecutor chooses to present.
Oh, so they didn't put that as a secondary theory.
Yeah. And then another person dies, and we're going to get into that. And so we've got now the third death coming up is going to be this friend of his, Miss Berman, all of a sudden is shot also in the back of the head. By whom? They don't know. And at this point, he's being tried for Berman's execution or shooting in the back of the head, claiming, according to the prosecutors, that she knew something he didn't want to get out. And we'll be back and talk more about what's going on now that we've set you up.
Don't be friends with Mr. Durst. I guess that's one of the messages here. Radio Law Talk will continue in just a minute. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump visited the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta for an update on the spreading threat of the coronavirus, which has killed 14 Americans to date, and praised the scientists' efforts there. Trump also said that many people are getting better on their own, and that could be keeping the numbers down.
In this big, vast land of ours, this great country of ours, we have 240 cases. Most of those people are going to be fine.
President Trump also said he had no plans to cancel any of his upcoming rallies. President Trump announced on Twitter that Mick Mulvaney is out as acting White House Chief of Staff and top Trump ally Mark Meadows is in. As for Mulvaney, he will become the U.S. Special Envoy for Northern Ireland. Mulvaney's departure is not entirely unexpected, and the possibility of departure had been speculated as the impeachment chapter drew to a close. To stay up to date, listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is this real life? Oh, that's stone.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Okay, we're talking about the Durst case. So, The Jinx is an HBO show that they... So, I've set you up as to what's going on with Robert Durst and his friend, Miss Berman, that she's known quite some time. And the prosecutor saying she knew more about... more than she, quote, should have known about what happened to his first wife. Why did she disappear?
Now the issue here is, with everything that Fred has just said, the case still had gone cold. They didn't feel that they had enough to prosecute, enough to go forward on. And remember that this murder of Berman took place quite a while ago, and so they didn't have anything. And Fred just mentioned this special on HBO produced by a company called Jinx, and Durst was being interviewed. They had him mic'd up, and boy, if we haven't heard this recently in other contexts about hot mics, this one really got him, because they took a break, and Mr. Durst went to the restroom, and Cal, you've got it. This is what they recorded.
You're corny.
There it is, your cot, he says.
He's farting.
You're right, of course.
You're right, of course.
But you can't imagine.
Arrest him, he says right there. Arrest him. So the director's cut says, I don't know what's in the house. The director's cut says that this was a clear confession by him, by his muttering, you know, that he does in the bathroom.
You're right. This is the man.
This is him going in the bathroom.
Yeah. There it is.
He's got his mic on.
There it is, your car.
And he actually says...
No, keep going. He says more, doesn't he? Mm-hmm.
Right, of course. But you can't imagine. But you can't imagine. Just in case I'm just dressed. What's in the house? He doesn't know what's in the house. He says, I don't know what's in the house.
That's the best part. I like that part.
One more toot for the road.
And what a disaster, he says. What a disaster.
Yeah. Oh, there's that, the disaster. Oh, well, there we go.
The guy's busy, you know.
He's busy.
I was wrong. I was wrong.
All right, so that is the cut. So that is what's going on, Todd. We were talking about Denise.
Yes.
Denise, I didn't mean to cut you off. You see, we were going to say something.
Because he says, I killed them all.
Yeah. There was another part where he says that. Well, look. This video, or this audio, ultimately makes its way into the investigator and prosecutor's hands.
Well, let's back this up. This audio is he's interviewing about the jinx. The jinx is about what happened in this case. You know, it's alleged that all these weird things happen, and so what these people are talking to him about, what they're interviewing him about, is about all these mysterious things going on.
Yeah, the death surrounding him.
And that's why he's talking about it when he takes a break, goes to the bathroom, and they don't turn the mic off. Accidentally or not accidentally, I don't know.
So yeah, just to really quickly, as of the time this interview happens, these are the suspicious circumstances. His wife died and they don't know how. His best friend...
No, his wife disappeared.
His wife disappeared. His best friend was killed.
Well, not bad. Good a friend.
Well,
a friend,
it was
yeah.
killed in what they say was an execution-style type killing, and he also stood trial for the killing of another person
his
in Texas,
neighbor.
And he was acquitted of that. I mean, that is like a trifecta of really concerning facts.
And Miss Berman, his friend, is was executed.
And so what the prosecution in the case now is going to allege through a friend of Berman, and I don't know how they're getting this around the hearsay rule, but apparently a friend of Berman's is going to come forward and prepare to testify that she assisted Durst in the cover-up for the disappearance or somehow with his wife. And so the thought here is that because Durst knew that Berman had that knowledge, it goes back to the best way for two people to keep a secret is if one of them's dead, and that's what he did.
Well,
so
that's what they're arguing.
That's what they are going to allege.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here's a couple other things. Durst was known for being kind of a cheapskate, even though he was very wealthy. In fact, he got arrested on a misdemeanor for shoplifting while having $500 in his pocket and $30,000, something like that, or $20,000 sitting in his car, yet he shoplifted a few little items. That tells you there's something wrong up there. He also was giving large amounts of money to Miss Berman, his good close friend, who was killed apparently just hours before the allegations are that she was going to go to the police and tell the police what she knew.
Or talk to them.
Yeah, at least
yeah,
talk to
being
them.
Interviewed.
Yeah, and so I don't know why she did that and told them that. And the prosecution is also alleging is it was someone that apparently she was very precautious person and almost weary of anything, wouldn't let anyone in their house, or that was her personality.
Yeah, she was the daughter of a well renowned friend of Bugsy Siegel. So she was the only daughter of that, and her father died in 1957.
He was like a mobster of some sort.
He was a mobster involved in like New York and Las Vegas.
What was his name? Davey
Davy the Jew Berman.
Davy the Jew Berman. And yeah. So Miss Berman was very, very cautious about letting people. And apparently the evidence is that whoever it was that came in and shot her, there was no breaking and entering. She was let in, or whoever it is.
The evidence, no forced entry, so it appeared that they surmised because of the lack of forced entry that whoever came in, she knew because of this, she would not have let somebody in the house. And the other reason why they believe that it occurred inside the house, even though maybe near a doorway, is because the bullet wound, the entry was in the back of the head. And so the prosecutor is going to argue, based upon the forensic evidence, that there was a face-to-face confrontation of some sort. When she turned around, that is when the suspect, and they're alleging it's Durst, pulled out a 9mm handgun, shot her point-blank in the back of the head. And the
execution style.
And the forensics, you know, they can tell that from forensics based upon powder burns to the hair. They know the type of bullet that was used, so they know the gun that was used, and that's just...
But there's no eyewitness, no murder, but here's the key piece of evidence. There was a note. It was a cryptic letter sent to the police that's with Berman's address with the word cadaver on it. And that was and in caps that led the police to find her. And now apparently, my understanding is they are acknowledging the prosecution, the defense, that Durst did pen the anonymous note. He did write that note that said... cadaver.
And he
had
also,
the address.
And in one of his interviews, he also said, whoever wrote that note, this is what he claimed, he didn't write it, whoever wrote that note was probably the murderer.
Yeah, and then they're now supposedly acknowledging that he wrote that anonymous note. Let me tell you, this guy is so bizarre and off the wall that it's just, this is crazy.
Well, given, and it's interesting because we see this play out in movies. You know, the person who has to kill a friend to keep them quiet, but that doesn't mean that they didn't love the person, they didn't like the person, but they have to do it for whatever motivation they have. And that appears, if this all turns out to be Durst, to be maybe what's going on, because I think he genuinely liked her. He just was afraid she was going to turn him in, and self-preservation kicks in. But if he hadn't sent the note that said cadaver, given where she lived, they would have never known to go to that location to discover her. And I think the prosecution's going to argue that he felt really bad because of what he had to do, and he didn't want her to be there, you know, decomposing and have anybody there, have nobody find her remains. So he sent the note. But you're right, Fred. The best way to describe this is there's something not right upstairs there.
Well, and it shows really pictures with he and Berman together, and as really good friends. But now they've just laid out their case. The prosecution laid out their case, their opening statements. But anyway, this is going to be an interesting one. We have been following, and we're gonna follow this as time goes on. But a little history about the guy, man. It's just the guy. Also, they're claiming they had notes that he didn't like his brother.
They had a hit list.
So yeah. We're gonna be back. We're gonna talk a little bit more, maybe about Durst, but we're gonna go on and talk about some bump stock law and some about before that Journey. We're gonna talk about Journey.
So don't miss a second of Radio Law Talk. There's more of it coming up here online and, of course, on your favorite radio station. So stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cane.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay.
Sounds like our show sometimes. Lights going out. That's the way it is sometimes. But Journey. Now, those of you who are first joining us or don't know the personalities of Denise, myself, and Todd, we're all three lawyers, barred in California, and I'm actually a Washington, D.C. lawyer also. And this is what you have to understand, is there's one person sitting in this room that is a guru when it comes to music, when it comes to Hollywood movies. This guy is the Jeopardy champ, practically, and that is Todd Kuenin. When it comes to Journey, or talking about the statistics or the history, he knows it. So this lawsuit is, you know, Denise and I just need to shut up and listen to him, because he knows all the history. Let's start back from the history of Journey.
Let's go back in time. So the song that we just heard was Journey, and
when the lights
And this may have been just before.
This is San Francisco they're talking
this
about,
This is San Francisco,
right?
But this was maybe just before Jonathan Cain joined the band. But what we know, the journey that we know from the 80s was Steve Perry on vocals, Jonathan Cain keyboards, Neil Sean on guitar, Ross Valerie on bass, and Steve Smith on the drums. That is the journey that released the hits that you hear played all the time at sports venues, Don't Stop Believin', Who's Crying Now. That's the band that we know, those five. But Journey actually started in 1973. And at the time, of those five people, only two were founding members of the band. And that was Neil Sean and Ross Valerie, the guitar player and the bass player. And they did something interesting in 73. They formed the band Journey, but also decided to incorporate. And when they incorporated in the state of California under the name Nightmare Productions. Well, and Nightmare Productions had maybe four shareholders, maybe six, what have you, but they also had a thing in their bylaws that regardless of the number of shareholders, there would only be four people sitting on the board of directors. By 1980, when we had the band in the form that we all know it, there were six shareholders of Nightmare Productions, which essentially was Journey. And those six were Valerie, bass player, Smith, drummer, Sean, guitar player, Kane, keyboards, Steve Perry on vocals, and the sixth was Herbie Herbert, the manager that was responsible for really forming the band and guided them. Six shareholders, four board of directors.
Who are the board of directors?
The board of directors shifted every once in a while, but the key thing here is in 1985, that is before the Raised on Radio tour. This was right after Steve Perry had done his solo album, and Journey started to take a jazz feel to it. And it was decided among the others in the band, the keyboard player, the guitar player, and the vocalist, that the bass player and the drummer weren't quite cutting it because they didn't have a jazz background. And so Ross Valerie and Steve Smith, the drummer and the bass player, were booted from the band. They say they quit, but they were out of the band. Interesting side note, Randy Jackson of American Idol fame, he was the bass player that was brought in to replace them on that album. And at that time, Neil Sean, Jonathan Cain, Steve Perry formed another corporation called Elmo Partners. And because those three were also on the board of directors of Nightmare Productions, they voted as the board of directors to assign to Elmo Partners an exclusive, irrevocable license for the trademark use of the Journey name and the logos for no compensation going forward. And no compensation, it was for past compensation, so no money changed hands. And now Elmo Partners got to control the use of the Journey name. Well, look.
And the Journey mark.
And the Journey mark.
Yeah.
Well, about 6-7 years later, Valerie and Smith come back in the band. Steve Perry then leaves in 97. And the four remaining members, Valerie, Smith, Sean, and Kane, they continue to tour all the way up until, 2016. Recently, Sean and Kane filed a lawsuit because Ross, Valerie, and Steve Smith, the drummer and the bass player, called a meeting of the board of directors of Nightmare Productions. And the reason they, meeting of the shareholders. And the reason they did that was because they wanted to expand the number who could sit on the board from four to six. Essentially, every shareholder was a board member. Arguably because they didn't want to have happen now what happened back in 85. Now, the interesting thing with all of this is that Steve Perry, though not in the band and still a shareholder, voted in favor of the proposal, as did Herbie Herbert. The only two who were opposed to it were Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain, and they filed a lawsuit against the drummer and the bass player recently, booted them out of the band.
Yeah, they say they fired us. How can they fire?
I don't know how they can do that, except that under Elmo Productions, they still can control the name and the trademark. So they booted those two out of the band and have now filed a lawsuit claiming breach of fiduciary duty, destruction of the band. They make allegations in the lawsuit that these two guys were, look, they were just bit players anyway back when it started. They weren't responsible for anything that the band really did creatively. They didn't write any of the songs. They were just the rhythm section told what to do. The problem they have with that is, you know all these VH1 behind-the-scenes stories and the biography books that are written? One came out about 2 years ago when Journey was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and you got Jonathan Cain in there saying, I felt so bad when we had to let them go in 85 because they're our brothers. They were responsible for our sound. Steve Smith and Ross Valerie wrote some of the songs, and he's talking about how valuable these guys were to the band, and now their complaint says, oh, they weren't anything.
They're not only that, they weren't anything, but the Nightmare Productions is not an owner of the Journey name or Journey book of music.
Well, the thing is,
and that they were trying
right,
to
right.
the catalog, and that they were trying to steal from Elmo.
That's right. Here's
the rights.
Here's the thing. Journey, or Nightmare Productions, still owns the trademark. They still own the catalog. They just have an irrevocable license agreement with Elmo Productions that Elmo can use it and do whatever they want with it. The ownership is still with Nightmare, but the license goes to Elmo Production, Elmo Partners.
Right, and the so, partners, doesn't Steve Perry get, like, kickbacks and all kinds of things?
He does. He was one of the three partners. When he left in 1997, he had to have an agreement with the other two partners for his compensation, which was a very generous severance package.
Yeah.
For the first two albums after he left, Perry would get the equivalent of half of whatever the guitar player or the keyboardist got, whichever was higher. So if they both made $12 million, Perry would get $6 million. That was for the next two albums and the next two tours. On the third album and tour, he got 25%, and then every tour after that, he gets 12.5%.
Forever.
Forever.
Woo!
They're paying him not to sing.
I always wondered, because I know they make most of their money on tour. That's where they make their money. At least that's where the band members make most of their
exactly.
money.
Exactly. I will tell you this. As I review the complaint here, I really don't think that Sean and Cain have a leg to stand on, because the drummer and the bass player did exactly what California law required as shareholders, and I don't see where they did anything. They might not like the outcome, the bass player, or the Sean and Cain, they might not like the outcome because they were outnumbered, but I didn't see any of the other shareholders violate the law. They followed the law to get what they needed.
So if that means they had to have six shareholders instead of...
Six instead of four.
So who would be the other two? So that would be...
So it would be Valerie Smith, Sean Cain, Perry, and Herbie Herbert. And all of them but Sean...
directors.
All of them but Sean participated in the meeting, some in person, some by phone. Their lawyers were all there, and the votes were what they were.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, anyway, we killed another hour. We had some interesting stuff with Durst, Journey. We're going to come back our third hour and talk about American Airlines, what it's doing to solve a lawsuit. We're going to probably get over and discuss very briefly bump stock. The bump stock is part of a gun that can make it shoot more rapidly. We'll explain what the Supreme Court justices reject. Well, I don't want to jump on and tell you what it is, but interesting. We'll be back.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.